No!
No! No!
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years!
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Hey, no, sir, I don't like it. I'm Carmen. Here's Brian.
Hi.
Hey. And we have a guest today, Miss Amy Miller. What up, girl?
Woo woo! Yeah. We're at my house. This is my house.
Right.
It's weird.
Yeah, she just spiked a football. You missed it.
Which we don't video this, so I'm sorry that the listeners are lost on that.
Although soon we may be videoing this, actually.
Yeah, if we can get the new access to the new studio.
Yeah, we might. Ooh. We might be doing
get
video.
Get some stuff cooking.
Fancy. Yeah. I like.
Sponsor coming up.
Oh, here's a number.
Studio coming up.
Here's a number one. Okay, see off the top. Off the dome.
Things you don't like?
When you show up to do a podcast and you don't know there's video.
That's brutal.
And then you're like, this is going on the... I didn't... These are pajamas.
This is daytime, Amy. Yeah. I get to put my face on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't shower.
People should always warn you.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
I just had that 3-4 days ago. I did a podcast and they're like, do you mind if we film you? And it was on with Preacher Lawson, who is a beautiful man.
Yeah, he's never needed to do anything when he wakes up.
I was like, there is no reason for me to be sitting next to this beautiful man on video. I never want to be in the same frame as him ever.
And just picture people putting like a little piece of tape
on
their laptop.
A little black electric tape just covering my face.
I had to do it on, it was on Earl Skakel's podcast. I showed up and he was like, oh, we're live feed. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me?
Yeah, you got to tell. Because they don't change anything that they would do. But it's like a whole different thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm in my pajamas pretty much right now.
Yeah.
What time is it? 3 p.m.? Big day for me. Big day.
Hey, at least you're doing something. You can justify being in your PJs because we're working.
Yeah.
We're working right now.
Yeah, I know. That's what I tell my boyfriend when he gets home from 12 hours at the office.
Got a lot done today, honey. How was work for you?
And it's so bad. I know that there are people in the world that, like, if they have an obligation at 1 or 2 p.m., cram in a lot of stuff before then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cram it in. I don't.
I love the idea of him coming home being like, how's work? Oh, my boss was really riding my ass. And you're just like, I know what you mean, man. They filmed me today and didn't tell me.
Yeah.
What else don't you like?
Eggs.
You don't like eggs?
Oh, I don't like... here's another thing about podcasts. Sometimes you drive to Altadena to do a podcast.
Yeah, for real.
I was waiting for this, actually. I thought this was going to be the first thing. You know what I don't like about podcasts?
Yeah, I was about
is
to
that
get
I like going to podcasts
and then you
and
record
happening.
An hour and then
it was only 30 minutes.
It's on pause.
This is our second attempt at this podcast, and I'm really glad that we didn't have to go Carmen's route and pretend we didn't talk about eggs already, because we have talked about eggs.
We brushed on it, but I really, really don't like them. I
you
think
really?
They...
It's like a basic protein. Is it just because...
It tastes like
anyway?
Someone farted solid and put it in your mouth. Which
no.
is technically no. kind
Only
of what's boils. Happening because it comes out of a chicken's asshole. That's how birth works, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Push it out of your asshole.
They have one hole.
They have one hole.
Yeah.
So it's all...
Yeah.
No,
so you're right.
The same one.
Yeah. It's a solid fart.
But it's encased in an egg. So it's okay. It's
safe. I will say I think they're very
poop.
Beautiful. I love the shape. I love the color. I like all of it visually. I think an omelet looks delicious. But when I put it in my body, makes me shudder thinking about it. It's so disgusting.
It's in so many things, but you're fine with it being in other stuff.
Yeah, I'll eat a cake. Look at my body. Not the whole cake. Yeah, I'll have a...
Where's the line?
The line
is just
like...
eating eggs by themselves?
Yeah, if I can
what
taste.
What about a quiche? No, that's
oh
what
no,
about, like, fried
that was
rice
a dumb
that
question.
Has egg in it?
No,
no,
not even pad thai.
No,
no, no. My line is somewhere around like a lightly brushed slice of French toast, where it's like an egg wash, but there's
like
no like
has
bits
an egg wash?
Of egg coming off the side.
Okay.
If I can see the yellowness or taste the egg. I can't do it.
So it's not. I most people hate eggs as a texture thing, but for you, it's a taste thing.
It's all of it. I've started to believe that it might be a genetic trait. like the cilantro thing, because my niece and nephew also hate eggs, and that's really weird for children, but their mom doesn't eat eggs either, so I think they kind of got like the that's double. Like
Brian has that with his sisters. They don't like hot fruit.
Cooked fruit, yeah. Can't stand it.
It's him. I thought it was weird that he did it, and then it was sisters didn't like it either.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, just one. One likes it.
One likes
the,
it,
the
one
middle
doesn't.
One who's blonde.
And she's adopted.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. She's blonde and she's a middle child.
She was hatched, as yeah. my family would say.
And me and my other sister, she just looks like me with a wig on. And we both don't like cooked fruit.
Beautiful.
That's another word for beautiful. Me with a wig.
And also, like, it's I know it's not learned behavior, because I would spit them out as a baby, and same with my niece and nephew. And eggs, that's like one of the first solid foods that you give a baby, because it's really
soft.
Easy to
you
yeah.
can eat it without teeth. Yeah,
and they fucking love it, and you can eat it with your little baby hands. Mm-hmm. But none of us ever gave a fuck about it. And my mom said that I would like scream and cry and shudder as a baby. So it's not, I mean, I don't think I was like a diva as a baby.
A diva baby is a funny thing.
Yeah, I know. I'm picturing a little sequins dress.
Yeah. Tiara that doesn't stay on because there's no hair to keep it there. And right. Like swatting away things.
Well, now people are like, oh, here's another thing I hate. Good. Okay. Good segue. People are like, sticking, there's like special like double-sided tape for baby heads to put like a bow or a tiara on it, so people know it's a girl. Just so you know, this is a girl, and it's very important that I know that you know.
Wow.
It's and so that stupid. Baby, yeah, it's over, man.
Know fucking colors. Why
gender's over, man. It doesn't matter, because people, I don't know, what the worst thing that happens is some stranger is like, what's his name? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's so strange to me.
And then he could be like, her. Oh, I'm so sorry. Her. And then that's it. It's over. Is it really that much of a horror that your baby gets misgendered? It's the same. I hear the same thing with like dogs.
I was going to say that Katie Hughes joke.
Yeah.
Former guest of this podcast.
She's so great. She's a great bit about misgendering a dog.
It's one of my favorite jokes.
Oh, that's funny. Bree Pruitt has a joke about gendering dogs too. I'll let her know. We'll find out who did it first.
I'm pretty sure they're not the same.
Yeah, this is a scandal.
Katie's ends with the dude blowing his own dog.
Oh, no.
He's a man. How else would I suck his dick every night?
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, that is, I just I met this
somebody
comic
that sucks a dick.
Comic,
what memory did this jog?
This comic Aaron Berg in New York, who's a nightmare, but I love him as a person, just had a baby, his wife did, who's also a comic. And I mean, I met her at the stand, and this newborn baby was head to toe in pink with a pink bow on her head. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you worried someone's going to try to suck her dick? Like, what is happening? Like, it's a girl. We get it. The whole carriage or whatever is also pink, and her blankets and her teddy bear. Like, you guys have really gone overboard.
Well, the whole reason I have a kid is just to live vicariously through it and push your ego onto the world. So it makes sense.
Sure.
The mom probably just likes pink.
Maybe.
And it's just like, this is like a little.
No, I feel like Aaron has spearheaded this more than.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, gender's over, little baby. And he's like, don't talk to my baby, you social justice warrior. But like, it is coming to an end. At least the lines are certainly blurred, which is great. I think it's awesome, because it's a fucking prison to try to, you know, be girly your whole life. Or pretend to care about it.
Well, that was the whole thing, is I just didn't. Like, all that stuff was pushed on to me, and none of it just stuck. None of it stuck.
And it probably bothered people, right?
It didn't. I mean, not really. It didn't bother other women.
That's what I'm saying.
It mainly bothered other women, because guys didn't give a shit. I know plenty of guys that, like, I love a chick with her hair up and she's in sweatpants. Like, they're into, like, they never cared.
Yeah.
Whatever, you get the parts, it's all that matters. But yeah. Then it's like, it was always chicks like, oh, you're not like, and I was like, no, I'm not. I don't care about it. I don't base my self-worth on that.
But you didn't have family members that cared or anything?
My dad hated it. But I also had a super punk rock aunt that would do whatever she wanted.
Yeah.
And so I had that I had that influence, mm-hmm. you know, and then I had my mom that would undermine my psycho dad, who would be like, you just say yes to whatever he says and then do whatever you want, which is why I am a criminal, because I don't, you know, respect authority at all. You know?
Yeah. Thanks,
Mom. And so I never got that whole thing. I mean, I make fun of it because it's funny to me that it's like, I don't do any of this stuff. I never got into any of the the chick magazines, the, mm-hmm. you know, this is how you know, blah, blah, blah. Like,
and I do, and I mean, I have been pretty girly, and I was as a kid, and I'm not sure exactly why. Some of it maybe because my grandmother and my mom are really like that, but it still feels oppressive, like, a lot of days.
Yeah.
When you're, like, going to a show and you're like, fuck, what if I could just throw on a hoodie and have no makeup on?
You can. Like,
I know, but I don't want to show up to the club and have people ask me if I'm sick. Like, it's just, it's too exhausting.
I mean, I've had, because I don't wear makeup a lot of times, and I've had people tell me they're tired, and I go, and you're a dick. Thank you for saying that. That's a very rude thing to say to
someone. No, I know. I shouldn't care, but.
You shouldn't. And that's why
I'm saying it's a prison.
You have the power to not.
Okay.
It's freeing. It really is. Just don't do it.
I mean,
the prison is in our own mind. That's the bullshit.
But then sometimes I also like it, you know, like, I like to dress up girly. And
you don't have to do everything all the time either. You don't have to do anything or everything all the time. There's no absolutes.
I know you're right, Carmen. But fuck people who stick a bow on a baby's head. It just came out of a very small hole. His brain, her brain, whatever, doesn't matter, is not even fully formed. There's a hole in their skull.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why are you taping a bow on it?
To let you know where the hole is, so you don't hit it.
Yeah, don't press there. That's where the brain part is. Don't push there.
Yeah, that's a don't. This is a caution alert. That's
it's
right
just
there.
So fucking stupid. It's just for you. I mean, and I realize also that's why people have children a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because it's all about projection. Yeah. All of it. Projection and living vicariously.
I'm going to respectfully abstain from this because I have been going on a lot of rants about how I'm nostalgic for masculinity lately. And so I'll stay out of this conversation.
But there's parts of masculinity that are
I miss it. I hate the modern alpha male. I can beat up every modern alpha male. Jordan Peterson is considered an alpha male.
The only problem, it should just be an option. I think masculinity is fine. Femininity is fine. Mm-hmm. Every part that you can land on that range is great.
Right.
But that's, you know, it's just not.
It's not okay for anybody to tell anybody else that they have to follow these specific rules.
It's fucking crazy. Like, how provincial is your life that you're worried about someone not dressing for their assigned gender? Who gives a shit?
Right.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, why are you in their closet?
Yeah.
Get out of their closet.
It's so strange to me.
And it's like, if you wanna watch sports and bust balls with your dudes, then do that. You wanna not? You wanna be in ballet? That's the whole thing, is like defining what a man's man, what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman. Those are the things that are annoying.
Yeah.
Well, a man's man now is just a genre of man. You know, if you can make it just a genre of man, then that's fine. Like you're saying, it's not a rule. But I do, man, when you find like a rural man's man in Los Angeles, it's like, thank God.
So
I'm fucking sick of these milquetoast honky douchebags. Yeah.
I have that thought a lot of the time too, and I question myself. But then I think that if you really thought about it, you probably don't only apply it to men. Like, I don't like weak people.
Yeah, yeah. I'm afraid it's contagious.
Yeah. But you probably don't fuck with weak women either.
Not at all.
Like, wispy fucking LA passive, whatever. Yeah.
Right. But I lived in the Bay Area so long that I was trained beyond belief to not even just really classify women in any way whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I just think I spend more energy classifying men because that's all they do in the Bay Area.
Yeah. But it probably is across the board that you prefer to spend your time with people who are
100%
capable,
right,
aggressive, and straightforward.
That's why the podcast works.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever you say, Brian.
I couldn't. I would.
You should live in New York. What are you doing here?
It was 6 hours away from Oakland.
I mean, I feel the same way. Like, yeah. You know, something that's never happened to me in the New York comedy community, I've never hurt someone's feelings inadvertently. With an offhanded joke.
But there's, like, there's also a lot more of this mentality that you're talking about happening in New York comedy right now. Over the last, like, 4 years, there's become a breeding ground of that.
Well, and I'm not talking about, like, whatever. I'm not fucking Aaron Berg with his pink baby. Like, oh, people are so sensitive and PC police or whatever. I just mean, like, in interpersonal interactions. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. In Portland especially, and the Bay, and here, there are moments where I am like, I think we're all just busting balls or having fun.
Having a good time.
In a social group. Yeah. And then somebody's like, that really hurt my feelings. I'm like, what? How do you deal with the rest of your life? Like, I like you. Like, I'm your friend. How do you deal with actual enemies, you know? And that's never happened in New York.
How do you overcome any adversity at all?
Yeah.
If us in a very obvious joking manner has said something, and then you're like...
And also, have you never had a family? Because that's how they work. Like,
I know! Him and I have talked about this before, where it's like, you're raised in an argument, people making fun of you for every choice you make, whether it's good or bad, whether they support you or not, it's still you're a butt of a joke.
Yeah.
And then now I have to be nice to everybody in a way that they think is nice. Mm-hmm. Like, this is me being nice to you. The fact that I'm fucking talking to you and think you're worth me busting your balls. Welcome to the family, bitch.
Yeah. My family's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Oh, bitches. Every single one of them. And I love them, but they're also hilarious.
Yeah,
just, like, makes you, I don't know, what I kind of consider a normal person. It's a normal person.
Yeah. You shouldn't be protected too much because that just doesn't prepare
you. It's the whole don't vaccinate your kid, don't put hand sanitizer on everything, don't let them get touch anything in the world, and then they're sick all the time because they never built up any antibodies.
Mm-hmm.
Ball busting the antibodies for dicks in the rest of the world.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you do it about stuff that doesn't matter. You know, it's like, going back to the last example, if someone in my family had decided to, like, dress differently than their assigned gender, I don't think we would have been like, you fucking weirdo.
Because
it's like, your family, you know?
My
sister's gay. That's fine. It was fine for me and my other sister when we were still very Christian.
Right.
Because we're like, oh, I guess we do like gay people now because she's family.
I like her, so.
Yeah.
I do.
So I just changed my entire ideology. but it's, you just bust balls over shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What brand Christian were you raised?
Baptist. Yeah. Well, I kind of raised ourselves Christian. It's a long story.
Okay.
Check out my podcast, Who's Your God, for the complete story.
It's starting awesome. I've in been episode on it. One. Super fun.
Yeah, you were great on it.
Thanks. I had a good time.
Yeah.
I learned that I was a nihilist. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
The podcast told me.
Everything is, like, meaningless.
We're all going to die. You might as well try is the turn of phrase that came out of it. What else don't you like?
Amy's one of the few comics who made a list.
But we used it mostly on the last one. Okay. I hate when you have, like, men over to your apartment and then...
I'm here.
And then, like, all the rugs get fucked up.
Like, they kick them around?
Because they're so fucking
squirmy.
Oafish and can't, like, pick up their feet. Like, I love, you know, a decorative rug. You'll see them.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, I just used to have this boyfriend who was, like, large, and I get it. he was, like, 6'5". 650. I don't know.
I don't know measurements as far as height.
300 of those pounds are in the feet.
And just shuffled everywhere, and I just would follow him. Just like, why is everything messed up? Like, can you just, like, there's so many men who just, like, aren't conscious of, like, how their movements affect the rest of the world. I mean, this is the same thing with, like, men spreading on a bus, which I also fucking hate. It's like, there are a lot of other people trying to exist in the same space as you. And if you could just, like, be conscious of that and your fucking oafishness and don't be a caveman around my decorative rugs, that would be great. Is this only my thing?
No.
My mom, still to this day, I don't have a conversation with my mom without her complaining about her cleaning an entire room and my dad being in there less than 10 minutes and messing everything up in
that
room.
I do it big time. Yeah, I'm a mess.
Why? Why are you like this?
It's like a disease or something. I don't know. I can't. Yeah. I've always been that way. It's not like I didn't. My parents made me pick up after myself and all that stuff.
And you do clean up after yourself. You won't even let anybody in your room if your bed's not made. Like, you still have. You're not like a.
I'm a mess. If there's a difference between, like, I don't like company in my room and it's messy, but that just means I clean it up for the company. But the rest of the time, it looks like a bomb went off in there. Mm-hmm. And everywhere when I cook, it's like a half hour of cleaning. I don't know what I do when I cook, but I have to clean.
But you're doing the cleaning, so that's nice.
Right. If I live by myself, though, I have roommates. It's just fucking rude to not. I would want to kill me if I lived with me and I didn't clean up after me.
Sure.
But yeah, no, I don't know what happens. It's just, a tornado. It's just, but it's not like that we're not aware of it. It's just like. I don't know what to do.
You cannot multitask.
Yeah.
Like we can. I feel like.
I said that and a lot of dudes on Twitter got really mad at me for saying that there's no science behind that and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, just live with one.
Anybody who's ever tweeted there's no science about this doesn't know that.
Well, and also I don't necessarily think it's like it is a scientific connection. I think a lot of it's socialization because
we've also been taking care of men for years. And
yeah,
years and
we're forced to multitask. We have to take care of you guys and ourselves and the kids and our jobs.
Yeah, but nobody's,
and look cute.
But the thing is, though, like I was in the fucking military, and I still am a mess. Like that. Like you can't be messy in the military. I've literally been beat up beyond. I've been put in a hospital for how messy I am. And it didn't get fixed. So it's not about getting taken care of.
Well, I think there are also certain personality types that are just like spacier, or that's not like something that you can do. You know? Yeah.
It's also a common thing among creatives in general to be messier human beings too.
Sure. You're focused on other stuff. Yeah.
Or vaguely focused on 18 different things.
Yeah.
But just like pick up your feet. Why do you have to kick?
Just don't fuck up my rugs. I don't care how you keep your den of sadness.
I like,
but don't fuck up my rugs.
Oh, you'll like this. I worked at a video store in the East Bay once with Jesse Michaels.
Oh yeah, who lives down here now?
Oh yeah. Mm. And we fired him. but it was like,
who's Jesse Michaels?
The singer of Operation Ivy.
Okay, cool.
First punk ska band ever.
and he's a total sweetheart. Uh-huh. You know, he's been friends with my brother for years, obviously. But he, at the video store, like, it would blow my mind how, like, what he could not see. And I didn't think it was intentional. I didn't think he was a bad person. Like, yeah, maybe it's because he's a creative, but it would just be like, I'm like, there's trash just on the ground. Like, on the ground, Jesse. Like, you've been here for 5 hours and you just walked by it. And this isn't your room. This is a store. Like you have to.
We're trying to sell shit.
Yeah,
people don't want to go to a trash heap to buy shit.
And I'll never forget. I came to like work the night shift and he had been on the day shift and there was literally like an unfolded newspaper, several sheets of it around it looked like someone had a puppy and was like, you can pee all over here. And I was just like, what's with the newspaper? Like, did someone spill something? And he's like, I didn't see it. I'm like, no, you're fired. Thanks so much for all your great music.
I came home one time. I had a show and I got home real late and there was a party at my house and he was doing karaoke in my living room. And I was like, hey, to Daryl, my friend who I live with, I was like, Daryl, is that Jesse Michaels doing karaoke? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, okay. I've only been listening to his music since I was 10, like 9 years old.
Oh, yeah. That was always like so cute because it was in Berkeley and there would be like 14, 15-year-old kids in Op Ivy t-shirts coming in to rent movies. And,
wait, what video store was this?
Vidiots.
I shit in your parking lot one time.
Oh, thank you.
Because nobody.
Wait, we didn't have a parking lot.
Is it not on Adeline?
No, on College. Just below Ashby.
Okay. There was one on Adeline that I shit in their parking lot because they didn't let me shit there. And I had to go so bad, and I was on a bike.
Maybe Hollywood Video?
It closed now.
No, they're all closed, Brian.
No, last weekend, it's still around. It's just in
the
Alamo Draft House now. But the Bay Area is a place where a video store can still be.
Yeah.
But yeah, they didn't let me. And I was like, where do you shit? Like, you have to be able to shit somewhere. And he's like, yeah, I'm not letting you in there.
Maybe because you asked specifically to shit.
This is but no, I, feel like I fast like, forwarded through the oh, thing. Okay. I didn't start with that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, but then I was like, I'm going to shit behind your dumpster. And he's like, whatever.
And yeah, I who just, cares?
Yeah, yeah. I walked back there and I shit. And
you really showed him.
Well, I didn't mean it vengefully. I was like, please don't call the cops. Oh, basically. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to shit. Yeah, I wasn't like, I'm going to get you. It was just like, I have no choice.
Have you seen the video of that lady that like shit in a, it's not a Starbucks, but
yeah, she shit in a coffee shop and then threw it at the person.
Oh my God, it's amazing. Whoa, you gotta look this up, Brian.
All she does is she, I don't know what the exchange, I can't hear the, I've heard like a lot of dubbing over
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I assume she wanted to use the bathroom.
And they wouldn't let her. Yeah. You probably had to buy something and she was refusing to buy something and it was like an emergency. So she just backs her ass up to the couch that's behind the, or in front of the register, shits, picks it up, and throws it at the dude.
It's awesome.
And then did she get away with it?
I don't know.
It's on video. I don't know. She probably got in trouble at some point. But
wow. I mean, her life's ruined in a way.
Kind
it's
of.
Like this
she's just
skinny,
our Patreon.
Blonde, white lady. Like, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skinny. I didn't picture skinny.
I mean, she's for sure on meth, probably.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, a meth shit. Oh. Oof. Damn.
It was
slides right out.
Yeah,
it's
hard to pick up though.
And yeah, it did.
It's like trying to pick up a pond.
It's incredible.
Oh my God!
But
you're gross.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
I hated that. That's the next thing on my list. I hate you. I hate Brian.
Did you ever? I'm sorry, I have to do this, but did you ever tell Jesse Michaels to pick it up, pick it up, pick it up?
No,
pick
it up. Absolutely not.
Just wondering.
We were just like, you can't work here. Is that one? Is that a song they sing?
Will you pick it up, pick it up, pick it up my shift this week?
Yeah, so that's one. And then my next one is The Family Guy. Hate it.
You hate The Family Guy?
Hate everything about it.
Why?
Can't stand Seth MacFarlane. Hate the...
I think he's Elon Musk.
If... what?
They look the same to me.
If I ever am like watching TV and then it accidentally is like the next thing to come on, even just the first twinkles of the opening song, I start to have a panic attack. I hate it so much. I hate Lois's voice when the song starts. I'm mad now just thinking about it. I will run across the house to turn it off. I hate it.
I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of it.
Why do you hate it?
It just is so grating and like... I don't know. I don't like the voices. I don't like the way the animation looks. I just can't stand everything like Seth MacFarlane is about. I don't know. I just can't stand it. Seth, it makes me like feel nauseous.
I've heard really? He was a real reliable, amazing person during the writer's strike. Like,
oh yeah. Well, okay, yeah. I should clarify, like, I agree with a lot of his principles mm-hmm. for sure. But
his
aesthetic,
art.
Yes, yes.
That's
are
cool.
we calling Family Guy art,
the art
now?
Oh, I mean, it's.
I've never really watched it, but I've laughed at it. But I laughed at it this weekend. It was on TV in the hotel room.
It's always on the TV. That was like it was my shaman or my that was my normalcy, my church. Because mm-hmm. everywhere I went in the country, it was always on Fox or always on Comedy Central before right. I went to bed. So it no. was like the only thing that was regular. No matter where I was at.
Well, but I also noticed you had Rick and Morty things in your apartment.
You hate that too?
Oh, so much. Why? So much. But you're a good example of a fan of those things. Because I also largely can't stand like the fandom of Rick and Morty and Family Guy. Like mostly it's people that I just straight up don't get along with. But I like you a lot.
Well, I can't say because he's been compared, but I call Rick and Morty's like Tool. Like the band is great, but the people that like them are annoying as
yeah.
shit. And it's Slayer. Slayer's another good example. I mean, there's plenty of things that are cool, and then the people that like them are annoying as shit. Like I've never been to McDonald's and asked for Szechuan sauce. Like I'm
yeah,
not a
good.
Dick. I just like that I'm biased to sociopaths, and that's the main character
yeah.
of this cartoon. And it's a funny dick, and I love funny dicks, or else I wouldn't get along with a lot of comedians.
Yeah, totally.
So,
no,
also
I see.
Back to the Future fan, so that's why I like it. But I'm not a dick about it. I don't care if other people don't like
yeah.
it. I'm not offended.
Totally.
By other people having that's different likes.
I can't contribute to this other than the fact that anybody who gets mad that somebody doesn't like what they like can go die.
Yeah. That. No, and because I can see the appeal of it, and like I like Dan Harmon fine, and it's the same with Family Guy. Like I know that a lot of the jokes are great, and just the timing of it, like I should appreciate as a comedian, but it is straight up a taste issue. Like it is no different than you liking an omelet and me not liking an omelet. Mm-hmm. It sure. just my body rejects it.
Yeah.
Like it disgusts me.
What is a Rick and Morty fan? Like I've never seen Rick and Morty.
Fucking incel.
I love how that's become a mainstream term now.
I didn't know what that meant until a week ago.
It's yeah,
very, because it now exploded.
It's all over the internet, the incel.
It has and been for a long time.
I'll give it to Dan Harmon for just coming right out and saying, I fucking hate Rick and Morty fans. Mm-hmm. Like, not all of you, but a lot of you are really bad. Because I think that's got to be... That's like an artistic prison I can never really imagine, because my stand-up is like 100% me. So like if you hate it, then you probably...
But you also don't get to pick who likes you. Him and I were just talking about this off air, where it's like if you do like people that make music, I'm certain there's musicians who have audiences. They're like, I didn't want 14-year-old girls to love me.
Of course, yeah.
You know, but you don't get to choose who likes you.
No, but I am lucky enough that it matches up for whatever reason. That for the most part, mm-hmm. that like fans are people I would maybe hang out with. So far, maybe that'll change.
Sure.
But it sucks when you don't have control over that. You know, mm-hmm. that like people like Dan Harmon or like... I think, like, to some extent, Jeselnik has this problem, too, where he's just like,
yeah.
You know this isn't, like, who I am, right?
And but you don't know that, because up until the last special, that's all people have to go by. And that's the difference of, like, oh, I don't want to get into comedy theory, but it's, like, the difference between, say, a legend and a really good, amazing comedian
mm-hmm.
is, like, for instance, you don't know anything about Mitch Hedberg. What he does is brilliant, but you don't know anything about his personal life.
Yeah.
Once you leave the show.
Yeah.
And longevity usually happens with somebody like, for instance, a Richard Pryor. I know who Richard Pryor is
mm-hmm.
and I like who he is. I will therefore follow him forever
mm-hmm.
because I like who I think he is or what he's given me.
Yeah. And the style of Hedberg and the style of Jeselnik is to some extent like putting up a wall between mm-hmm. the audience and who you are. And it's just like it's just an unsavvy buyer, you know?
Sure.
It's like if you go mm-hmm. to an Anthony Jeselnik show and go like, I love rape jokes and I love this guy. It's like, you know that he's kidding, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like Dan Harmon and him and a handful of other people are at this point where they're like, I hate Stanhope, I think, is a good example, too, of like my fans are
every
horrible.
One of his special. He trashes his fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, but they love it.
I know.
They love that he trashes them.
Yeah. It's just I don't think that I would ever get to that point. But I think it's it's a weird place to be. I don't know why. I mean, I just hate those cartoons. Having said that, I don't think there's really an adult cartoon that I do love, I guess, aside from The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm. I really like South Park.
Yeah, I liked it in high school.
I just got back into it. I started watching season 22 or whatever they're on now.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But
well, yes.
I liked it.
Sometimes it's also like, okay, in the episode we recorded that didn't work, we also talked about Deadpool, which I feel like is a very similar thing. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is just tonal. And if something so specifically appeals to like a young straight white dude or whatever... Like it
just
also
turns you off to it?
It also tends to turn me off. Yeah. And some of it is just that I'm exposed to too much of that in my life, being around comics.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes I just am looking for a different tone. You know, like I don't want to watch Rick and Morty. I don't want to watch Family Guy because if I want to hear like sarcastic white people, I can just go to an open mic. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I need variety in my life. So a lot of the time I would... You know, I'd rather watch the fucking Handmaid's Tale than Family Guy because it's like I can hear all that. I can hear people cracking jokes all the time. You know, it's really yeah, it's like a tone preference. And I don't exactly know what it is, but I know that it makes me want to throw up when I see Family Guy or hear about it.
Right.
And occasionally my boyfriend, if I'm like on a plane and I have Wi-Fi and he knows that I have like my laptop open, I'm watching something, he'll text me like that Family Guy porn
Oh yeah.
Where it's like Stewie fucking Lois. Because he knows I'll open it and it'll be huge and there's people behind me and that is not that's
a good boyfriend.
That is good boyfriend. Super funny.
It's not funny.
That is super funny. I love that.
And then it's in my phone, you know, and then the next time he texts me, it's still there. And then I just have to delete the whole fucking conversation. It's not funny and I don't appreciate you guys enjoying it.
That's so funny.
That's awesome. I wish my boyfriend would do that.
He probably would if he knew. But you would like it. He would have to find something that bothers
you. Yeah, you'd show everybody on the plane. Look at my boyfriend.
He misses me. Look. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know because I did watch Rick and Morty from the very beginning, so I didn't even realize the fandom until it was already too late. Until it was like people. And what annoyed me about it is the outrage people were having about how it like. About how long it was taking for them to get this stuff. And I was like, so then I looked into, I was like, I didn't understand it. And then I looked into how they make their stuff. And that's what that was. I looked into how South Park makes their stuff. And it ended me like appreciating it even more because it's just, you have a crazy person like Justin Roiland and you put him in this box, you get him hammered. And then he kind of riffs an episode, which to me is also and fucking impressive
because usually
you got to have a writer's room and you got to have structure and then they build the structure around the rambly mess and having people animate a rambly mess takes a lot of fucking time.
Yeah, no, artistically it's very cool. I just wish it would go away.
No, I don't. Well, it just got 7 new seasons.
We're so spoiled. Fuck. Dude, nobody likes anything anymore.
I like all kinds of shit, earnestly. Well, I guess
it's probably because of comedy, but
I
I'm just
blame it on the internet.
I'm constantly surrounded. Like, there's nothing that has come out recently that I haven't heard overwhelming. Nobody likes. Nobody wants this. Now, I'm not saying about you, but I'm just saying.
Oh, because
like,
people think that's a fucking personality trait.
Yeah, just not.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Things.
But that's also
yeah.
the inner. I think that's the internet's fault because it's cool to shit on everything on the internet. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
To be snarky has become an entire personality and people
especially
think that's
amongst
how you're supposed to be.
Unfunny people. Yeah. Yeah. It's that same tone that drives me crazy. I think it started like pre social media a little bit too. I don't know. I mean, I think the internet made it so much easier to find out about anything that you want to find out about that like not it's very hard to have something that's underground. And so people really want to cling to that of like, well, I know about this thing and you don't. And it's exhausting.
It's the worst.
I always had a test. Here's another thing I hate. The men of Portland. I always would have a test on
Portland in general because it's really they're prideful and racist. Pizza.
Fucking garbage. Yeah, they're entitled liberal racist people. I always would have a test on like first dates when I was like OkCupid-ing or whatever up there where it's like I hate men that quiz you in general because knowing facts is also not a personality trait. It's really cool, you know? My boyfriend has an amazing memory for everything. He has facts about all of the things that but he doesn't fucking shove them down people's throats, you know? And that type of man is really exhausting. And so I always had a test on dates where it's like if guys started to fucking quiz me, like I'd be like, what's your favorite movie or whatever? Like if music came up, I'd always be like, my favorite song is Love Shack. And then
that's a really good barometer. Right.
Which is true. But there's a story behind it. And if they were just like, are you kidding? Or whatever, I'm just like, well, you know, I'm sorry I didn't pick the thing that you wanted. This is not going to work out.
Yeah.
The reason it's my favorite song is because it's the first song that I ever heard in headphones. And my family's like very chaotic. And I got a Walkman one Christmas and just like turned it onto the radio.
And it saves you from you killing
and
yourself.
I couldn't hear my sisters for like the first time. And I was just like, this is the best. And I'll never forget that moment. It changed my life. And then it's like, now that's like so ubiquitous, you know, we all have headphones all the time and we can shut out the world. But for like an 8-year-old girl living in the midst of absolute chaos, I was like, this is only for me. I've never had anything that's only for me. You know, no one else is hearing this right now.
Love Shack actually had a really big part of my childhood. That was like the first song. It was the first cassette tape I ever.
Oh yeah.
Like I begged for, and that was like a big thing because.
Nice.
Yeah, I would love Shaq. Totally love Shaq. I mean, I don't like what karaoke has done to that song.
Sure.
But I do. I mean, I'll still love do it. At yeah, me too. As long as I can find a dude to do the dude part. God damn it.
Yeah.
Can't everybody can just talk through that part?
Yeah. I mean, it's, and the B-52s are amazing. That song still makes me happy, but it's just, yeah, if you like stop me at the answer and you're like, incorrect, we're like, well, actually taste is real and people have stories and not all pop culture is a fucking quiz, you fucking incel piece of shit.
Well, it's also a fucking nerd. Like, be a nerd. That's being actually that's an incorrect decision. It's an incorrect preference. You're
yeah.
You're not supposed to like that.
And I'm okay with nerdism in the way that, like, it's awesome to know a bunch of shit. That's really
it's
cool.
It's awesome to be excited about a bunch of shit, too.
Yeah.
But it's the judgy cunt part that's annoying.
I fucking hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate it. And I can't. Yeah. Effectively, I am, like, with a nerd right now. But he would never. He'll be quiet in a group. Here's the thing. Like, if a subject comes up that he knows a lot about, like comic books or punk music, whatever, in a group, he's not like, actually.
Yeah.
And here's another fact. Like, he'll hang back and I'll be like, was that hard for you? How people were saying wrong stuff about the Cleveland Cavaliers for so long? And he's just like, I don't care. You know, like.
I was wondering if there's a Cleveland fan in here because I see Cleveland colored shoes.
Oh, yeah.
There.
He's from Cleveland.
I was staring at those shoes and I was like, but there's Celtics colors right there.
Yeah. Because you can also just know stuff and talk about it when people ask you or when it's the right time. It's like, it's not a personality to have facts.
Or you could still even disagree with people without, again, being a judgy cunt. Well, actually, it could be like, oh, I read this. And
yeah.
And then you're having a discussion. It's not, it's the being able to have a conversation with other people as opposed to arguing with people about what you know or trying to prove what you know.
All that's really fun if you're in a group where everybody's on board for that. That, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's like three or four people who are down to scream at each other and argue about what they like. And I enjoy those a lot.
Sure.
And then when one person walks up and they're not like, I'm very sensitive to how people feel about circles like that. And then I get
Brian's such an empath. He's such an
empath. No. Because let me say what happens when I get sensitive to that. I get annoyed that person walked up and ruined the kind of conversation I liked. Cause I'm
that's
like,
that's gross.
Well, I can't be like this now because this one person,
cause you're embarrassed.
No, because it's just
it's
not fun to alienate people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
No, I'm not embarrassed.
I got into a real Twitter spiral last night.
Why do you do that?
Well, actually, it was kind of a fun one.
I've never heard of a fun Twitter spiral.
Was it? Because... Okay, Joe...
Is that like the opposite of trolling? It's
yeah.
just constantly correcting.
I was like studying people. And I didn't spend hours on it. It was maybe 40 minutes. Okay. Joe Quaxala. Is that how you say his name? Very funny comic. Tweeted like something very silly, which is sex is like pizza.
Oh, I retweeted that. I thought that was hilarious.
Turtles are having it in the sewers. It's really funny.
Yeah.
And the responses were fucking crazy. I just was going through looking at
people's
responses.
Is this like a
bigger
comic with a lot of followers?
No, no. This might have been like one of his tweets that got the most traction ever.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. But I think it's like a perfect joke. It's so silly. It's like what Twitter is for, which we've totally lost,
yeah.
by the way, because now everything is like a cause. Mm-hmm. And I'm totally guilty of it, too. And I was just like, what a delightful, short, silly, stupid joke.
Yeah.
And then everybody fucking ruined it. Because all these people, I noticed there's a very strict pattern of women responding who were very good at just being like, this was so funny. Or this brightened my day.
Yeah.
Or I laughed. Whatever.
Sure.
And then just dudes like tagging it.
Uh-huh.
Or writing a new version that's not funny.
Uh-huh.
Or referencing the thing it's referencing of like, even when it's bad, it's good. It's
yeah.
like, yep, no, that's the...
Yeah, he's making fun of that. We already... It's already in there.
And I just got so deep. I was like clicking on their profiles and it was like a lot of gamers and shit. And it was just like, hi, you could have just enjoyed this. And then the discrepancy between... this is crazy, but like favorites and retweets... Huge, like 50,000 faves and maybe 4,000 retweets. I'm like, Why? Why don't you just retweet it? It's delightful. You can show your followers.
That's all of Twitter, though. But it's very particular about what people retweet and stuff like that. I don't understand the logic. I was like, if you like it, why don't you just share it?
I know, because it's fun. If you had fun,
not only that, but then that helps
it,
me get some new fucking followers. Yeah, goddammit.
Yes. You guys are coming from a public profile point of view, where I think people who are just following comics on Twitter don't really think about retweet. They're not promotionally minded.
Sure, but if you had fun reading it, wouldn't you want like the people who are following you to also enjoy that same feeling? Like retweeting it into your own stream. Like I do it
just because, but I come from that.
I also felt like I don't know.
I don't really
get
the retweet point.
You could be right. I don't know. I mean, yeah, I do have a very specific perspective as a comic.
Yeah.
But like, I felt like there was something specifically nerdy about it. Like, I could have written that. It's like, I'll fave it. But like,
yeah, I get
I'm not
all that.
Retweet it. Like,
all of my non-comic friends have unfollowed me without unfriending me on Facebook because the people who comment on jokes and stuff that I post online are so goddamn annoying to them.
Yeah.
They were like, I'm sorry. They're like, I love you, but I can't. It's like a stream of shit after everything you post.
Yeah. And that is a very specific brand of nerdism where you can't just be like, you know what? I really enjoyed this. Maybe smile. It brightened my day.
Yep.
You have to be like, what about this?
Yeah,
and it's
No,
you're not a funny person.
Yeah.
There's very few of us.
That happens all over. That precedes the social media thing and the fucking message boards. Back when it was all nerds. It was all nerds talking about which Marvel character was the best one and why you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was all of that shit, and then that bled over into now that's like an internet culture now, mm-hmm. where you have to basically either, because I post jokes and people try, I'm like, I'm not looking for it. This isn't a writer's meeting.
Yeah.
I just mute notifications.
Oh, wait,
I post a joke and mute notifications.
I just like to scream at them, though.
Yeah, and then I go, well, this is why you're wrong. And then like, I'll even be like, hence the joke. Because they'll bring like, oh, because this. And I'm like, yeah, that's the logic part. And then I wrote the funny part, the part you're missing. That's the whole point. That's why I do this and you don't do this.
Yeah, it's.
I started ignoring it when I sent this tweet out that all it said was when they were talking about Oprah running for president, I said, Oprah's Harpo spelled backwards. What is Harpo's last name? Marx. Oprah's a communist. No, thank you.
How dare you?
It exploded because Tim Hanlon retweeted. This guy has got a lot of followers with a very active following.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very they're like Bernie people who just have no sense of humor. And they were just like, actually, Oprah's real name is blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And like Harpo Marx wasn't even related to Carl. And it just was that over and over and over and over again. I hope to God you're kidding. Otherwise, you're an idiot and all this stuff.
That's how I got into my questions asking thing, which is more what I enjoy more on Twitter, which I don't know if you've seen. But like if people say obvious shit like that to me and they're almost always dudes, I'll be like, what do you mean? And then I let them explain. Through 16 steps, I just keep asking questions, and they don't know I'm kidding because they already think I'm stupid.
Yeah.
It's my favorite fucking thing.
Well, that's the whole thing is like you're talking, you didn't even have enough of a thought to have this thought yourself. You're commenting on my thought.
Yeah.
So I'm already better than you because I had the thought.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to tell me how the thought should be and trying to explain something that I'm making fun of so I already have at least a general understanding of.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. You're the dumb one. Don't you get that?
It happens in clubs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And just people yell out. My favorite one this last weekend was Preacher said Death Valley and this guy goes, it's hot.
Very good, sir.
He got like 10 minutes of just
and I would be
unleashed.
Like, what? Yeah. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just go into it.
Yeah.
It's just and I'm not one of these like, oh, social media has ruined everything and the kids are fucked or whatever. I think it's brought me a lot of stuff and like joyful jokes about turtles fucking in sewers.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just like really sad that people can't just outright enjoy things.
Yeah.
Which I think is a beautiful trait and one of the best parts of life. Like, I just love stuff. I love it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you think it's bad.
Yeah.
It's fun. And it feels good.
It doesn't make me like it any less.
No. It just makes me like you less. Yeah. I just, because you wanted to have an opinion about it. I just, it's just okay to like try to be happy. And like sarcasm and snarkiness and being a fucking nerd are not cute qualities. Mm-mm. And incels, they're not fuckable qualities.
Yeah, no.
Unless you get very rich. And then that's no the only thanks.
Way people overlook it. Yeah. Otherwise, that's part of the reason why nobody wants. And that's goes into the things I talk about is it's you. It's dating isn't hard, it's you. It's yeah. you work on you.
And this is and obviously this is a very like cis straight perspective, but I think like for women too, like we get discounted at work, often discounted in our families, like if you work in comedy, like
you discounts.
We get a lot of discounts. We love coupons.
Nice. Coupon. There's extreme couponing. It's just, like, it's just our thing.
In an interaction that's supposed to be fun or friendly or a date or romantic, like you just don't want to be like questioned all the time, negged or whatever. Like, it's gross.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is not everything is a Tucker Max novel where it's like, it does. Once you learn that the game is the game doesn't work anymore. Once people know what negging is, you're not going to, unless you're, again, maybe not a, I don't call anybody dumb, but once you're dumb unless you don't realize that that's what happens, that's the only way that that works.
Yeah.
It's just like, if once you figure out how a magician does a trick, that trick is no longer fascinating or interesting anymore.
Yeah. Oh, magic. Great example. Okay.
You hate magic?
No, I love magic.
Really?
Yes. Wow. I went to the Magic Castle and there was also a type of person there who, okay, so like breaking down the tricks to just try to figure them out because you're curious about magic and you're like a smart, curious person, totally fine. But people who go to magic shows who are like, I know how I did that. It's like not really that hard. I'm like, don't tell me. Like, I'm giving myself over to the joy.
Yeah.
Because this is a better way to live, you know?
Suspending disbelief. We do it for movies. We do it for comedy.
I mean, I believed in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for years.
Right. You gave yourself over.
I got a lot of joy out of that at times. And I don't do that anymore. So it's like, I pick my moments where it's the same thing with comedy. Like, once the veil was kind of drawn when I started and I was like, oh, okay, I get it, like the formulas and some of the patterns, like, kind of bummed me out because I liked watching comedies. I still love watching comedy and I still
will separate it too, because I can turn it off. Like, I just won't I won't break it down. I'll just let you surprise me.
Yeah. Right. And
can you still do that? Can you still separate it? Or is it always
99% of the time, if I love the person, the 1% I'm thinking of was when Chappelle ended that last special on the pussy kick joke.
Yeah.
I saw it coming a mile away.
Oh yeah.
And I was watching it with non-comics. And I bit.
They loved
I was
it.
Like bleeding in my tongue, biting it.
Yeah.
I wanted so bad to be one of those people you hate and just be like,
there's no reason to yuck their yum. They're having a good time.
And you did it.
I chewed on my tongue.
Good.
And then he did it. And But normally, when I go watch Joey Diaz, I'm like a fan. It's like,
that's who I was just going to bring up too. Just like,
what's hard to be I've like, never been on stage when I'm watching him. Are you going to know he's going to talk about rubbing his nutsack between his,
pointer
finger and his thumb?
It's the same with JB Smoove. Like, some people are just like pure charisma. And Joey's probably the funniest comedian I've ever seen in my life. Like, just like cry laughing. And it feels good to just like enjoy it. But I do the same with my friends. I've seen the same joke 600 times and I still just let myself laugh because that's it. When you fucking do, like, I was just at Laughing Skull and like
I love that place
for the festival. And then I don't understand like industry people who like seem to straight up hate comedy. Like, you've given your life to this and it's a power trip too. It's like, oh, my arms are crossed because you better impress me. And it's like, you know, sorry to keep talking about my boyfriend, he's really great, but he ran a club, he still works in the industry, he works in comedy management, and he laughs openly. Like, he enjoys comedy, likes watching it. Like, that's why he's doing this work. Yeah. And that should be normal.
It's not.
But
at all.
It's fucking not.
I wish it was. Like, I wish it was. I feel like I would be further in comedy if that were the case.
Totally, yeah. If they gave themselves over to just, like, people they enjoy watching that mm-hmm. make them laugh instead of, like,
casting us.
Where do you fit monetarily? Yeah.
I know, like, or when they see somebody going up in front of a packed crowd and the crowd is dying laughing and they're like, well, nobody really wants you and what you're doing. And you're like, well, what are you.
Yeah.
So these people don't exist.
Yeah,
here?
I have what? Fans. Yeah.
What
yeah.
people exist? And they buy things. Who are the people?
Yeah, I know. It's so.
Yeah, which people? Your people in your office? Is that who's manifesting this?
Yeah, like, yeah. What? Yeah, well, I don't know who these people are they're talking about.
And I fucking hate that. And same with comics. You just like don't enjoy themselves. And you're like, why did you come to watch our show to like sit and scowl? I mean, I understand there's always some study involved, right? Like,
sure. I study people all the time. That is like what I shit a lot on in Los Angeles. But one thing that I always think is amazing here is that we get to see people who are better than us.
Mm-hmm, like constantly.
It's everything. So it's like I like to see, you know, Chappelle go up at the store and do 2 hours of him fucking around and being like, oh, that's a whole nother way of fucking around. I never uh-huh. even thought to do like, oh, that's so like watching it from a studious point, watching it from of just being able to enjoy it, like having all of these ways to ingest something that I already love.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of the time it is people that are kind of more on your level that mm-hmm. will stare and not laugh through your set.
Of course.
And it's like, I get what you're doing. I do the same thing a lot of the time. I try not to. Where it's like, if someone's similar to you, then you're like, okay, is this premise overused? Do I have something similar like that?
Right.
Like, you know, what does she have that I don't have? But you can also just laugh because it's polite.
Yeah.
And like the person is funny. Mm-hmm. Joey Diaz is he's on a different planet. I'm never watching him studying because there's no fucking way I can do that.
Yeah, yeah,
it's very different.
I don't know what he is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the same way that Maria's on a whole nother, like you can't emulate what she does.
People are trying.
And they're failing. Portland?
Yeah. How many
a lot
fake
of mousy.
Midwestern? It's like you're not from the Midwest.
I know.
That should not be your voice.
I know. Yeah. That accent.
It's annoying.
It
and just mousy
crazy.
Little nerd girls with high pitched voices, like trying to do. Yeah. You can't. You can't do that. Stop trying.
Yeah, please cut it out.
Although I kind of would love to see like a second year comic who's just like a fat young Cuban trying to like.
So anyways, I fuck my wife with a CPAP machine. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. That I would like.
Yeah. He's not even married. He doesn't even. He just hasn't learned he's going to be himself yet.
After every joke. What's up, cocksuckers? He's like 19 years old.
What's up, cocksuckers? Because they got that shrill voice. I'm not really man yet.
Saying full names of people from the neighborhood. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess that's my overarching, like, people who don't enjoy things.
Yeah.
Just don't
wrong
do
podcast.
That. No, but I feel like this is a podcast that points out things specifically, but it's not like you guys don't enjoy other things. This is not like an inherently negative podcast.
Yeah, I guess not.
No, not at all.
It's a mirror,
it really is.
I think it is.
That's a good
through darkness, there's light.
Yeah.
Cool. Where can people find you?
On Twitter, I'm just Amy Miller. Please don't tag my jokes. I have a podcast called Who's Your God on Twitter. It's Who's Your God Cast, or you can search my name in iTunes. I got shows coming up. You can go to amymillercomedy.com for all my dates.
Yeah, there you go. amymillercomedy.com. Thanks so much for coming on. I hope you had fun.
Thanks for having me.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Before we go, we have an email we must respond to.
I have it pulled up here. We have another email from frequent writer Matthew Maloney.
And boy, did he put the writing in writing for this one. It's really lengthy.
It's lengthy. And Brian saying I'm a weasel is like the pot calling the kettle the N-word.
Well, that's the subject?
That's the subject line.
Jesus.
Wow.
Somebody is pissed.
Let's see what he's mad about because I honestly haven't read it yet.
Okay.
Carmen is the first word.
Uh-oh.
Carmen, I must say I didn't much appreciate your tone during the reading of my previous correspondence. Didn't much appreciate it at all. Luckily for me, in the very same episode, you displayed actions that were as moronic as they were juvenile. So I may now get revenge in the usual
Moronic and juvenile, that's you writing to us. I mean, that's pretty juvenile. I mean, the whole point of him is he gets petty about something that we say.
Yeah.
Sa, 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 sa. That's how I imagine him typing. Sa, 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 and Brian and Comet. Da, 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 da.
Go ahead, what do you say?
So I may now.
While he's petting his tarantula.
So I may now get revenge in the usual way of pointing it out to your audience and then ridiculing it you for it. Right from the jump of episode 61, 61, stained t-shirt body, Brian nonchalantly reveals that you are re-recording the episode. Not the most relevant piece of information, but it provides a bit of context for the lackluster content we were about to endure. And for no reason at all, you decide to chastise Brian for his honesty. Why would you say that, you shriek? Why? Why? Your cries were that of a baby banshee who just lost its favorite toy in a rigged game of Alley Dice.
What?
It's a garbage sentence, Matt. I'm sorry. I appreciate you defending me, but that's a garbage sentence.
You can't even have a banshee as a pet. That's the whole thing. They're crazy.
They wouldn't say it was a pet.
But I'm saying it wouldn't have a toy. Only animals that are pets have toys.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, the monkeys in the zoo have toys. Are they pets?
They're pets to the zoo.
But still, why would the banshee be playing Alley Dice? That's really what's confusing
me. Where did
this
banshee grow up? This has got some racist undertones to it.
This is a cartoon you're describing. That.
No pitching your animated series on our podcast.
Brian, the near saint that he is, takes this all in stride, of course. He's keen to the fact that for now he must put up with this reprehensible treatment. But alas, I do not. So might I inquire, what the fuck is wrong with you, Carmen?
Oh, here we go.
Why can't you stand for your listeners to know that you needed a redo? Do you really require everyone to think you're so perfect? Do you?
No. Okay. I just thought it was better listening for them to just have good content as opposed to us talking about I feel like it's a waste of listeners' time for us to talk about the mistake that we made, unless it's funny.
Now, if I'm being honest, if it were just the unnecessary beratement of Brian, I'd probably let it slide. It took every ounce of facetiousness I could muster to refer him as saint-like earlier. Clearly, no one deserves it more than he. But then you yourself close the episode by redeclaring that the episode was in fact re-recorded in order to announce that you'll be putting up clips from that abandoned garbage barge on your Facebook page. Clips that, at the time of writing this, still haven't been put up, by the way. So you scold them for revealing information that you will re-reveal yourself in little more than an hour's time. God, what a hypocritical bitch you are.
Wow. You know, he says he's joking in these emails, mm-hmm. but this one, it really doesn't seem like he is.
The notes I have from my investigation on whether or not you are a piece of shit surely have been stacking recently. Before I forget, Brian, you think you know so much about Twin Peaks, but you didn't know that Maddie was Laura's cousin, who was also betrayed by Cheryl Lee? I did know that. What are you talking about? Ronette was the chick in the comma, you nitwit. Listen, Matt, I can't pretend to remember what I said about Twin Peaks, but I did know all that stuff. Just writing wanted to let you guys know, writing into you guys is what makes me feel like a princess.
Aww.
Don't. Aw, that's gross and weird.
I was being sarcastic.
It's too gross and weird. I want it clear to know that. I want everybody to know I think that's gross and weird. But
you think all ahs are gross and weird, though.
That's true.
It doesn't matter what the context is. I could have been saying that to an adorable baby, and you'd still be like, that's gross and weird.
It's gross and weird. What, do you want to fuck that baby? Fucking creep.
Is that how you got scarred? Have you pulled your pants down and a woman's gone, aw, and you're like, never again. That's gross and weird. Don't ever.
When I was a baby. It happened when I was a baby, and I never let it go. Somebody said, aw, when I was naked as a baby, and I've been filmed with shame ever since.
You see what Catholicism does, friends? Do you see? My Jesus wouldn't let that happen.
Oh, no, not mine. Nope. Do you have the gripe of the week pulled up?
Andrew Boydston.
Andrew Boydston from Bakersfield.
Yeah. How the fuck can't these kids sit still and enjoy an American classic like Rocky Balboa?
Is that something referring to something we've talked about?
I don't know.
I mean, I've talked about Rocky movies, how I've cried to every single one of them.
I don't think you've ever said that on this podcast.
Really?
I didn't know you were capable of crying.
Every single Rocky movie I've ever watched has made me cry.
Really?
Yes.
Considering you've only seen like 9 movies, yeah. 5 of them are Rocky.
Yeah. And I've cried at all of them. Actually, 7 Rockies have made me cry.
Man, even the later ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Creed made me bawl like a slap bitch.
Oh, wow.
To quote my father.
Oh, Anthony.
Here, let me read it.
You read it.
You read like Bill Burr.
I'm sorry.
I guess I'm fighting old ladies now. I told Brian this one. Oh, I already know what he's talking about. This one is my neighbor, and she was trying to underpay her Mexican tree cutter. He wouldn't move his truck full of tree branches until she paid him and threatened to call the cops. He moved it because he probably didn't have papers, but I told her off and told her basically she was the devil. Don't underpay Mexicans, bitches. It's true. So Anthony and I went to and Jimmy Calloway were doing a show in San Diego, mm-hmm. and we met at Anthony's house, and he had just finished going to war with his neighbor.
Really?
About how she was trying to underpay these day laborers. And I think that qualifies as absolutely the gripe of the week. Because what rotten person takes advantage of people like that? Gets them to do all that work. I mean, and it's not easy doing landscaping. It's not easy moving.
That's why you're paying someone to do it, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, and it's just such a classic move to just screw these people over because they don't have any rights. Mm-hmm. It's just so fucking annoying. And that's like an actual issue. That's not like a, oh my God, there was 5 white guys on the stand-up show last night. Like, that's an actual racial issue that should be, not racial, but like.
It is racial.
Well, no, because you go to England and they do it to the Polish. You know what I mean? Like, it's more of an immigration issue than anything.
Is it?
Yeah. The Bulgarians and the Polish get treated like Mexicans in England. And they also are very handy people who know how to do everything. God, I have this Salvadorian coworker. She, like, fixes everything. She knows how to do everything. She knows how to do anything that goes wrong in that building. She knows how to fix it. Like, she is so handy.
Like what? Give me an example. What can she do?
First of all, I mean, you see her. She's power washing. Mm-hmm. She's changing light bulbs on these insane antique
ladders,
chandeliers.
Oh
no,
shit.
No, the chandeliers. Like, and she's like, she takes you the way you have to change these light bulbs. You have to take the whole chandelier apart, and she puts it back together. And like, I can't think of, I mean, she even knows how to fix like when the iPad messes up and the sound isn't mm-hmm. working. And I mean, like literally anything that can go wrong,
she can fix it.
She can fix everything.
Wow.
But she can't reach anything. So I have to reach things for her constantly.
That's funny.
Yeah. She's a little tiny.
So she's tiny and handy.
Yeah. She's a little handy mountain person. Alejandra's her name, and she's
if good. I was annoying, I'd be like, is it because she's a woman that you're surprised that she can do all of this?
Yes.
Why?
Most women I met are useless. They're just whining baby making machines. It's too hot. It's too cold.
I know you're just kidding, Ryan.
No, I'm just serious. Was what I was going to say.
That's what you're
going to
say.
No, I'm just serious. Please send in what's been bothering you for next week's gripe of the week.
Post it on the Facebook page or tweet at us at NoSirPod, or you can email us, NoSirPod@gmail.com.
And if you're tired of hearing about Matthew Maloney's gripes with us, write your own email. Mix
Please.
It up.
Yeah, switch it up, because he's obviously taking this very personally.
It's true. I picture him having some closet filled with like long lens, like private detective photos he's taken of all of us.
He's probably watching us right now.
Yep. I don't see any tree big enough for him to hide behind.
He still never told us what kind of animal he has. I think it's because we nailed it.
He has a lizard and a tarantula and a snake.
I was reptile person. You said it was a ferret.
Yeah, I said he had a weasel. He seemed like a person who pets a big long weasel.
Yeah, there's a difference between petting a weasel and having a weaselly face. He was saying you have the face of a weasel, and you were saying he is like a weasel.
Oh, yeah. I do have a face like a weasel. I think I have more of a face of a bird.
Oh, we actually have one from Roe.
Roe. My sister?
Yeah.
Gripe of the week from fellow Voki. Well, yeah, I guess she is Voki. Yeah. Well, I forgot.
She's your sister, you dummy.
No, but I mean, she.
Oh, shit. Oh, my sister. Oh, yeah, she's. She's like me too.
For a second, I mean, I forgot that she's not like formally married. She's in a domestic partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So for a second, I was like, maybe her last name's Sincere, like her husband guy.
You know what's fucked up daddy. Is how long have you been her brother? You should also know that information too. You fucking halfwit. Are you kidding me right now?
Oh shit! I forgot she doesn't have her husband's name. Like again, that's also information.
It wouldn't surprise me if she like.
When was the last time you talked to your sister?
Today.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't. It's not like you never talk to her, and this is the only form of communication through our Facebook group.
But she's very private. When I ask her a question about herself, she deflects it real quick.
Just like you.
And but
you do that all the time, unless it's on the podcast.
But here's the thing, though. I wouldn't be surprised if she just got married at the courthouse 4 years ago and didn't tell any of us.
But that doesn't mean she has to take his name. Fuck that. Girl, be yourself.
Okay. All right. I'm in a fucking car with Carmen right now, and I want to bash my head to get out of the window. You know, I could just open up the door.
I'm having so much fun.
All right. Let me read this from my sister.
Your sister with the last name, the same last name as you. Fucking dummy.
Our air conditioner went out last Friday and won't be fixed. Ooh, she lives in Georgia, y'all.
Oh, no.
And won't be fixed until this coming Friday. Then I complained about it, making small talk with the cashier, and she told me she doesn't have AC at all in her house, and I felt like an asshole, so I couldn't even enjoy complaining.
I hate when people cock block your complaint.
I know. I don't have air conditioning. Well, I've never had it. Well, that's your fault, you animal.
Yeah.
Get air conditioning.
It's a fuck. You can get one for $100. Get a window unit for $100 and revel in the fact that you don't have to have a sweaty ass on a constant regular basis.
That's man, the AC thing. I remember in Georgia, I never had AC in Georgia because I always lived in like warehouses and stuff.
Which is also why you stunk so much that a doctor didn't want to treat you.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, what's funny is for years I tried to live by the rule that you don't introduce any creature comforts to you because then you expect them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, I would sleep on the floor. I didn't have a bed for a while because I would be like, well, then I'm going to get used to a bed. And then I'm going to need a bed to sleep. And I go on tour all the time. I sleep on floors and couches.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to get used to a bed. But, yeah, so I just wore a sleeping mask on an airplane with earplugs because I need all the creature comforts now. I need all of them. I've accidentally introduced them. Man, the last show I did out of town, I had a double room. I had an office and a bedroom in the hotel, and now I don't ever want to go back to a single room hotel room.
Well, it's also because they can afford the good mattress and the good comforter and all that stuff. Ugh. It spoils you, man. It's like, it spoiled me.
I know.
But then again, not really, because I still sleep on couches and floors and all that shit all the time now. I'm sleeping on an air mattress right now.
Yeah, but that's just because you haven't taken care of it.
What does that mean?
Like, you could just go get a bed. It's not a problem.
No, I'm too scared to not be able to have rent, and I can't not pay rent where I'm living.
Yeah, but this is LA. There's mattresses all over the streets.
Not that don't have bed bugs in it. No, I don't want bed bugs.
You just get the ones that say spray painted on them for sale. I mean, for free, no bed bugs.
That's maybe one mattress ever out of all of them. And you'd have to find it. It would be an Easter egg hunt for mattresses. Mm. We also had Ryan Maza threw in a grape of the week, too.
People that know nothing about their dental medical coverage and come in expecting you to guess their insurance. What the fuck? Something tells me this was sent to us right after an experience.
That's definitely like a knee jerk. This happened right now.
Am I supposed to know where you work, Ryan? Are you?
I don't know where he works.
Because he just said coming in, but I don't know.
He probably
works in a dentist's office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. So people just come in. We have no idea what you have covered. And then they're just supposed to be like, oh, no, you figure it out. And it's like, what's the shit you pay every month, motherfucker?
Just fucking fix my teeth and don't charge me. What? That's my plan. My plan is you fix it for free,
and I don't pay for it.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's frustrating for you, but I don't have insurance at the moment. But when I did, I probably didn't know anything about my coverage.
I didn't know exactly what was covered. I mean, who reads that? Come on, Ryan, give us a break. Who reads all of their insurance documents?
It is frustrating when you live in a world. I mean, we have everybody who's immersed in a world and then interacts with people who don't know anything about that world. Mm-hmm. It's always frustrating.
It's ignorance, Ryan. I'm sorry you have to. It's the same like how people always think that we want to tell you a joke. It's annoying, but it's new to them. Or when people say the same exact compliment to you over and over and over again. Like for me, it's been you're funny for a woman for the last, 10 years.
It's true. You are.
For a girl.
For a girl, I'm pretty funny. Good. You're pretty funny.
I'm pretty even good for a girl. I'm not going to lie. I still think Mexican people getting paid is the gripe of the week.
Yeah, I relate to my sisters a lot, though, where like when somebody ruins your ability to complain.
Oh, yeah, because it's not just the AC. It's the fact that you don't get to complain about the AC.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you're biased, though.
No, I'm not biased, but it's just funny because
you're not biased because you don't even know your sister well enough to know her last fucking name. So I guess you're not really as biased as I'm.
But what I'm saying though is that the Anthony's complaint kind of did the exact same thing to my sister's complaint again. It happened like twice. Cuz like he was complaining about like a real injustice.
Yeah.
And so it happened again, so it kind of makes me want to vote for my sister because like there was an example of it happening within
like the
example.
How your annoying friends from the Bay used to be like, how can you expect me to pay rent when there's people in Syria?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, God damn it. It still sucks.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
I don't want to pay rent. Rent's an oppressive system. Sure. Sure, I get that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't change the fact that somebody has to come up with this money.
And it ain't going to be people in Syria. Yeah, so. Yeah.
So I think...
So yeah, let's give it to Rowie then.
Yep, gripe of the week.
Gripe of the week goes to Rowie. Thank you so much for submitting. You're wonderful. You guys are all great. If you haven't, please put a little review for us on the iTunes so other people learn about us too so we can build this shit and Brian can move out of the dentist office. Guys, thank you.
I live in a dentist office and I don't know anything about my dental coverage.
It's not covered. His rent is not covered.
For sure. They don't cover that in my dentist insurance. All right. Y'all take care.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
No, sir. I don't like it. No, sir. I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What the fuck is the fucking matter? What are you stupid or what?
What is the fucking matter?
What is the fucking matter? What is the fucking matter? What are you stupid or what?